1039 LI News Radio. News Radio. Your station for local news and information.
Good news as far as Smithtown is concerned. And I'll tell you, the thing you could say about Smithtown, you know, they go under the radar, but so many people say Smithtown is like a template as far as how other towns should operate. Very smooth. And the leader of that town is Mr. Ed Wertheim, and it's always great to have him back on the show. A little catch-up. Mr. Supervisor, how are you?
Yeah, it's very nice to be back on your program. I've missed you. It's been quite a while, but and I appreciate you having me back on.
Always a pleasure. You know, a lot of people say you are like the Bill Belichick of supervisors on Long Island because you just get it done. You say do your job like Belichick does to his team. They win Super Bowls, and thus your town continues to kind of thrive as being looked upon by others as to kind of, you know, kind of duplicate in a many different pattern.
Well, you know what? That's a compliment, and I don't consider myself as good as Bill Belichick. However, I have a keen interest in government, always have, as you know, and we have had an extremely successful first year. We have a great team of town elected officials working with me, and we've done some really successful things in our first year, and we're all very, very proud of that.
Ed, I love the fact you got a master plan and development, and it's really community-driven there. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, that's one of the key issues that we took up when we were running for re-election, because there hasn't been one in Smithtown for over 55 years. And, yeah, we're well underway. We have selected a engineering architectural firm that's going to undertake the master plan. We've had successful meetings up until this point, and the next step, we are going to be going into each community and every hamlet in Smithtown, talk to all the residents so that we can have the residents be a partnership in shaping Smithtown for the future. And we've always thought that was a vital issue that had to be addressed immediately.
Big stuff there, and you got a lot going on in some of these areas, you know, with new tax revenues, talking about the Kings Park area, the Indian Headcrest, those are the apartments, millennial housing there. You have a growing senior population. We know that. We got an assisted living place happening over at St. Johnland. Of course, the Spray Park, really made possible in courtesy of the Elite Cell Tower Project. Give us a little bit of a dissertation on all three there.
Sure. Well, we St. Johnland is doing an expansion of their assisted living. We have now we have three completed in Smithtown assisted living facilities up and running, and one is going to begin shortly, probably this spring, which will bring it to four. We have a fair number of apartments. We have 98, 55 and older apartments going up in Commack. We have the Indian Head Crest, as you said, this is a affordable apartments right in Kings Park, close to the train station. This spring we will have the Lofts at Maple. That is 9,500 square feet of retail and 52 market rate apartments on that facility, and that's right on Main Street in Smithtown. So, yeah, we have a lot going on. We are approaching 2.1 million square feet of commercial development underway or already permitted, 750,000 square feet of that right in our Hopog Industrial Park, which is a economic driver for the town of Smithtown. So, development-wise, economic development, we're doing well. We are also in the process of planning stages for all three business districts. That will be St. James, Smithtown, and Kings Park, and that's to sewer those three business districts. And then that will allow expansion right in our business districts of businesses, as well as some multifamily housing right in the business district itself.
And that is a big topic. I had on the presiding officer earlier, the legislature, and, you know, talking about Heartland Square. They got a lawsuit going, trying to hook up to the Southwest Sewer District. Who would have thought Long Island would have these types of issues? But it is a big category, you know, sewering in your neck of the woods at downtown Kings Park. I mean, that is big right there.
Yeah, it's, the geographics have changed. And what we know to be fact is that younger people, young professionals coming out of college, they're not looking to immediately purchase a half-acre single-family home. They want apartments. They want to rent for a while. They want to get their careers underway. And And I think every supervisor has seen that that's the case, and we have to go to work to supply those type of housing facilities for those folks, or they notoriously will just leave Long Island.
No question. Ed Wertheim with us, the fine supervisor of the town of Smithtown. I tell you, Smithtown itself, you know, you drive around there, road improvements, Main Street, you know, you're tackling it all there. Shovels in the ground and everything else. I mean, that's going to be a much different look. You know, you go through Smithtown already, you could see it. Talk a little bit about that, Ed.
Yeah, we've been very successful. Even before the, just the mere fact that people are aware that we're working with the county and the state with the sewering of these business districts, there are now developers coming in on a regular basis because they want to come in and they want to manufacture projects right in Smithtown. They know we're serious about it. We've streamlined our permit and application process. We welcome any of them to come in. And we let them know right up front, and they all understand it, that certainly we are going to keep Smithtown, Smithtown. We're not gonna model it or copy any other municipality. It's a beautiful North Shore community. We intend to keep it that way, but we feel as a team that we have the ability to do that while still producing the necessary facility housing for people to come in there. So we have $1 million in grants this year alone, which is working out very, very well. Very proud to say that Smithtown and Shelter Island were the only two towns the New York State Comptroller declared as a zero risk of fiscal failure. We're proud of that. We have good reserves. We have a AAA bond rating. So I'm just proud of the government team that I have around me, and I don't think we could be more successful than we are in the first year, and we're all very proud of that.
You know, and you should be. And, you know, we talk about the numbers all the time. We talk about bond ratings in general for Suffolk, downgraded 5 times. But it's so interesting, I find, in your neck of the woods, you know, the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, declared, folks, that the town of Smithtown is one of only 3, I believe, in the county of Suffolk that has zero risk of fiscal failure. You know, that says a lot. Why do you think, Ed, and, you know, you go back to the Vecchio days and the regime and everything else carried on by you now in such fine fashion, why do you think Smithtown has really kind of done it right from a fiscal standpoint all these decades?
Well, you know, Jay, I give a lot of credit to former Supervisor Vecchio. I served with him for many years, and certainly he left Smithtown in terrific fiscal condition. He was a tough fiscal manager. And town boards notoriously signed on to that, and I think that's what's been going on in Smithtown for years. We bring the taxes in, we try to keep taxes as low as possible, and we do it all with just what's necessary to make the town run. And this my administration is keeping an eye on grant money and using that AAA bond rating for borrowing purposes. We have a capital program this year for $10.5 million of improvements in Smithtown.
That's really good stuff, and it shows. Ed Wertheim with us, supervisor of Smithtown. You know, as you look ahead to this year, you know, it seems, and, you know, we've talked about it before, the investment as far as roads and sidewalks, that's going to continue. I mean, a lot of money involved, new sidewalks, apron repairs, parks and beaches. You know, we talked about the spray park over at Callahan, Ed. You guys are doing it right by really not only involving the community, but, you know, you're for an aesthetic point. You know, it's always the case in these towns, but you guys have tackled it head on really to improve, you know, from a pedestrian standpoint at least.
Yeah, well, you know, when we ran for office, we put this all out to the public. We didn't try to manufacture anything to get elected. We told the public and the voting community exactly what we were going to do. And I guess I'm a kind of tenacious person, so when I got in there, we put the town board together and our expert department heads and expert work force, and we went to work. And just about everybody, for the most part, frankly, have signed on to that, and that's what's making it work for us. We're all working diligently to make Smithtown an even better place, if that's possible.
Well, it is. It really is. And, you know, we take your hat off. I mean, you know, you basically have done the job and, you know, continuing in fine fashion from a fiscal standpoint. So good stuff. Listen, anytime you have towns that always mention, you know, we get it on this show. Smithtown is indeed a template. That's pretty good. So
Yeah, it really is. And you know what, Jay, it's pleasing to hear because anytime you work hard, in my opinion, for anything and your efforts are recognized, then I feel you're doing it right. And it's great to hear that. Definitely is.
Well, it definitely shows. Can't thank you enough. And we hope to talk with you all throughout 2019. How's that?
I hope so, Jay. Really, I really enjoy being on the program and love to come in and do a program in person. We'll make sure that we get that done in 2019.
I like that a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, Ed Werheim, fine supervisor of Smithtown. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Thank you very much.
There you go. He does the job. I'll tell you that much. His name is not, you know, is not out there a lot. And really, that's a credit because he just does the job. And from a fiscal standpoint, I mean, how about that? From a fiscal standpoint, you know, when you have the New York State Comptroller, you know, pretty much declare that Smithtown is indeed doing it right. I mean, that's pretty good. You know, one of only three towns in Suffolk that has zero risk of fiscal failure. That's pretty good. Suffolk County is a fiscal failure. We know that. We know they're in the toilet, pretty much. But Smithtown always keeps its head above the water. That's pretty good.